Okay, so this is a reading from John 6, and it's entitled, Jesus Feeds 5,000. Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias, as it is also called. A large crowd followed him, because they had seen his miracles of healing the sick. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. So he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There's a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there, so all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over. Let us not waste a bit." So they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten.
Hello. Hello, Mum. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, no, I know I should have been home 2 hours ago. Yeah, I did try to phone, but I couldn't get a connection out here. Well, it's near, it's near nowhere, really. There's a lot of grass. Yeah, I know, Mum. I know that doesn't narrow it down very much. Oh, hang on, Mum. Can you just speak up a bit? There's loads of people talking and laughing in the background. Yeah, and burping as well. Oh, ow. Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Ouch. Yeah. I know it's rude to burp, but I'm not in the shop. No, I was outside the shop and... You know Andrew and Peter? Yes, you do. Yes, you know them. Yeah, fishermen. Yes. Yeah, he used to be called Simon. And now he's called Peter. Yes. Well, yeah, I suppose you could say they're gone all religious, but I think that's a bit harsh. Anyway, yeah, the shopping list. Yes, I've got the shopping list. Oh, yes, I wouldn't forget that. Yeah, and I've got the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I mean, Mum, would I let you down? Well, yeah, that's true, yeah. And so's that. And that, but yeah, I had a good excuse that time. Anyway, what I was planning to say was, I don't really feel like a big meal tonight. I mean, why don't we save the loaves and fishes till Monday or whenever the village shop opens again? I just thought maybe I felt tonight like a nice glass of water and a fig. Yeah. I know we always have fish supper on Saturday nights. Yes, and your fish supper is a legend. Yeah, but I mean, if Dad is looking forward to it that much, Maybe it's not good for him. Maybe he should start that diet that you're always going on about. The one you're always nagging him about. Oh, no, of course, Mum. No, you don't nag anyone ever, of course. Yes. Me? What? Defensive? Me? What does evasive mean? Oh. Yeah, I know what lying little toe rag means. Listen, Mum. I've got something to say, and there's no easy way to say it. Well, you know, I met Andrew and Peter outside the shop. Yes, yes, yeah, Simon, that's right. Yeah. Hang on a minute, Mum. There's someone trying to talk to me. Hang on. What? But there was 5,000 people, wasn't there? 12 baskets? Full? I'd love to have them. Yeah, I mean, that would be great. That would be brilliant. Mum, hi. Yeah, like I was saying, a fish supper would be really great. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything better. Yeah, and why don't we ask the neighbours round? Haven't seen them for a while. Oh, and how about, cousin Daniel and Miriam? No, I haven't forgotten that they've got 13 children who always seem to be hungry. But trust me, I don't think that's going to be a problem this time. Okay, and I've got another idea. We could have a kind of fish supper competition, like a Great Jewish Bake Off. Yeah, of course you'd win. Yes, but it would be fun to watch the others try and fail, wouldn't it? Yeah, I mean, it would need a miracle, but I think I can sort that out. Might need a little help getting home, though. Is Dad still in a fit state to drive the horse and cart? No? Oh, dear, usual stuff. Never mind, I'm sure we can sort something out. Okay. How much? Well, how do you fancy 4 baskets of fish and 8 baskets of bread? Big ones? Yeah, no, not the little ones like in Tesco's. Mum, what was that noise? What was that bang? Mum, you stop talking. There must be something wrong. Mum? Oh, yeah, I know the floor is very hard, but get up. You've got to go and put the oven on. We've got some serious baking to do.
I wonder whether it was really like that, eh?
Okay, so as you've probably guessed by the incredible outfit that we had this morning, that we're going to be looking at the feeding of the 5,000. Now, this is something that my family seems to be very familiar with. No, before you ask, that's not just at mealtimes when all the family is gathered, although my siblings might have you think otherwise. As you can imagine, family gatherings in our family can be quite hectic, and so a lot of the time it's hard to feed everyone, with different allergies and vegetarians to cater for. So the majority of the time it's a bring and share tea, so we find ourselves tasting each other's foods and trying new things all the time. Now this is slightly different from the story that we're looking at today, as in the case of the Sperling family meals, everyone has something that they're willing to share, whereas in the passage it's only the young boy that is willing to share what he has. One thing that we can take from this event is that God wants us to share what we have with others, even if it doesn't seem like much, because that young boy was willing to share the few pieces of food that he had. It didn't mean that it would cost the disciples 200 silver coins or that several thousand people had to go hungry. Now, God wants us to be more willing to share, not just with our family, but with everyone. We don't need to worry about how much we have to share, or what we bring to share, as every little helps. It doesn't matter if you just have a few loaves or if you bring a whole basket full of bread. It's not about how much we share in relation to others, but how much we share in relation to what we have. God encourages us to share, but not only with what we have left over, but what we have to begin with. The young boy didn't say that people were welcome to have his leftovers, but he said that they could share the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that he had with him that day. Now this makes a difference, as God wants us not only to share in our physical means, but also in a spiritual sense with our gifts and abilities that he has given us. In order to do this, as God wants us to, we need to be willing to share from the beginning with all that we have, rather than trying to get what we need and then giving the rest. God wants us to be selfless and share his word and his gifts to us with everyone, in order to best make disciples. We can see this from the passage and how Jesus doesn't tell the little boy not to share, but uses him as an example and accepts his offer to share, to show to everyone else how we should share with one another. Now, I'm not saying that because as a family we already share with one another and that we have it sorted and that everyone else should look to us as an example, because that's not the case. Although we share with each other, Jesus doesn't say that we should stop with just our family, but that we should continue to share with everyone. The little boy must have been accompanied by some family member, but he didn't only allow that family member some food, he shared with all the other people there, even those that he had never met before. Now, we can all learn from this passage to share with everyone, not just what we want to, but everything. God gave us our gifts to share and gave us food, so we have no reason to be worried. He also wants us to share and not look at what we have to share and think it's not enough, because God can use what we give and make it enough. So we don't need to look at others and say, well, they have more than me, so they can share it. God wants us to share everything, no matter how much or how little it is, because it's always useful and will always help someone. God encourages us to do this through Jesus and his message at the time. Although no one ever says every little helps, that's what is implied here when the little boy offers his little packed lunch to feed everyone. The situation wouldn't have been quite as powerful for the listeners at the time if the little boy had had a banquet to share. The fact that it was planned so that the little boy only had a few loaves and fishes help us to see that even if we feel like we only have a small gift, compared to the task at hand, that God would use that gift and help it affect the entire situation, not just the few people around us. All we need to do is trust in him to use it like Jesus did. Now, a second point that we can get from this passage is the fact that God can provide for others through what we bring, but he can also provide for us through the gifts that he has given us and the way that we use them. Now, this is evident from the fact that we can share the little that we have and then let God use that to help others. Now, Jesus did this for the little boy in the passage, as he was willing and able to share his food. So Jesus used that to provide for everyone there so that nobody went hungry. Now, Jesus didn't provide for the other people in the crowd, but he also provided for the little boy. He was rewarded for his generosity and willingness to share by being provided with food and a sense of pride that he had helped everyone there. Now, God can do this with all our gifts, whether they are physical or spiritual. God can provide for people whose gift is speaking, as he can provide for them words to say and connections to their audience. God can also provide for people with physical gifts too, as he can help you help others by giving you means and situations to help. This might be simply giving you a notice on how you can help, or it may be a feeling that you want to help someone. It doesn't matter what your gift is or how large it is, as long as you are willing to share, God will provide for you and the others around you by using that gift. Now, we're about to hear from someone whom we all know has experienced God's care for us by the way that he has provided for them and the people around them. So he's used their gift and their willingness to share to help them and others.
Hi, everyone. So by the time you see this, I will probably have been in Calcutta for a couple of weeks. So hello from India. But I've just been asked to talk a bit about my fundraising for my gap year with BMS. So in March I was accepted, and I then had 5 months to raise £4,500 to give to BMS. So along with A-levels, that was quite a daunting task to have to keep on fundraising, but straight away we got on with organising the music night and organising the numbers for it, and I was really overwhelmed by how quickly people showed an interest in it and how willing people were to support me doing it and to buy tickets. And so actually the event itself raised over £1,000, which was beyond what I could possibly have imagined it to raise. And I was so amazed by how on board everyone seemed to get with the vision. And people were giving me anything from a few pounds to really quite large sums of money. And it was, well, before I knew it, I'd raised my £4,500, and I'd got more on top of that to help fund the many, many vaccinations I've had to have as well. And whilst there's still more to get to keep me funded throughout the year, I have been so humbled by how much God has provided, and it really makes me put my trust in Him, and I know that He'll provide for the year ahead. So, that's my little link done. So enjoy the rest of the service and give Mum and Dad a hug from me. Bye.
So Hannah used her gift of music to help her fundraise, and that was a gift that God's given her. So she used that to help, and He provided for her by giving her music, but not just for her, but for everybody else who took part. So that was really good. So a third point that we can get from this passage is the fact that God blesses us more than we could ever imagine. So the little boy would never imagine that morning when he made his lunch that he would go to help feeding 5,000 people. And I'm sure Hannah certainly didn't imagine that her gift would help her and so many others around her in the way that it did. But we can get from both of these situations that God not only blesses us because of our generosity, but because of the people around us. There is no end to how much God can bless us, and He'll provide for all we need. The food provided that day was not only enough to feed all 5,000 people there, but to have 12 baskets left over at the end to be reused. And when the little boy offered up his food to help feed as many people as he could, I'm guessing he only thought, okay, maybe a couple of people can get food from this. So he didn't really imagine that it would feed everybody, let alone that there'd be 12 baskets full left over. And yes, the big ones, not the little ones. So this is true for Hannah's story. Also, she ended up with money enough to send her on a mission, but also with some spare for her vaccinations. Now, God didn't bless these situations based on what people wanted, but He blessed them for what they needed and what people around them needed. God didn't stop blessing everyone either when they had enough, but He kept blessing so there were 12 baskets left over. Now, this shows how God did not want the little boy to stop sharing, but to continue to share, and for others in the crowd, including His disciples, to learn from this and share also. So He made extra that could be distributed later to help spread the good news. Now this is true for our lives. God doesn't just bless us for what we need and then stop providing for us, but He keeps on giving and providing for us as long as we are willing to share. So my challenge for us all today is to be willing to share with everyone and not hold back our gifts. Let's not be selfish and stick to helping those we know, like our families, but be more like the little boy and share with everyone. Let's let God bless our gifts and use them to share His word with everyone. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for all the gifts that You have given us, large and small. Thank You that You bless us with them and others through us. Help us to be willing to share our gifts with others in order to make more of Your disciples. Help us to share Your word with everyone and be an example to others through the gifts that You have given us. Continue to bless each and everyone here today. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.